Hey, sweet angels, an eye-powered version of Snoop Dogg here. Did you know that Ashley Reese, a beautiful writer of some kind living in New York City? I don't really care about her job, but she's really pretty. Gets sent hate mail every day. No idea why. All she does is wear great clothes, go to parties, and be pretty. She's also a widow. For some reason, several communities have made her a target of various forms of hatred, because she dared to marry someone she loved who was dying of terminal cancer. The hate groups include men who are upset she married a white man, white women who are upset she is black and pretty, and leftists who are upset for reasons that are so bizarre I don't even want to say them here. Rest in peace, Rob. We're so glad you don't have to see this Twitter nonsense. In the fourth episode of this special series, Famous People Read Hate Mail, I'm going to read some hate mail from totally weird internet strangers directed to Ashley Reese. This episode is meant as a joke and is not endorsed by Snoop Dogg, the Speechify platform, or anybody else besides Ashley Reese's haters. Let's begin now. Hate Mail 1, from Matt Benanar, award-winning filmmaker, screenwriter, animator or short film, flop is on Amazon Prime and Shorts TV, hashtag vegan, hashtag COVID-conscious letterbox. Replying to Taylor Lawrence, if you ask me, people defend that lady way too easily. At Benanara writes, she has become a central part of a debate over public health, accountability, and disability rights. I don't know, think she killed her husband, and he had agency in how he wished to live out his remaining days, but the issue many disabled people have is that she continues to involve herself in this debate, and how she cultivates diapiles and harassment against disability advocates. She brings him up to minimize COVID. Takub Jaber, the Jacob Tabor writes, this is a tweet from 2 years ago. Please find a new hobby. At Benanara writes, quote, you all keep harassing her for her husband's tragic death, unquote. Quote, actually people criticize her for this stuff she said, unquote. Quote, that's old news, get a life, unquote. At Ben and I then post a gif of Stephen Colbert covering his ears and sticking out his tongue, in the imitation of a third grade child who doesn't want to hear what someone else is saying. Oof. And now we think you should find a new hobby. Your movie Floppers, described as a heartbreaking yet heartwarming family drama where now artist tries to reconnect with dementia suffering father by collaborating on the creation of a comic book, is not available to watch anywhere. Is it real? How can it have won so many awards and yet not be available to watch anywhere? Okay, maybe work on the distribution of your documentary film, not the distribution of hate towards Ashley Reese. Hate Mail 2, by Ronnie Begum, and Ron Ibum. Just so everyone remembers, Ashley repeatedly antagonized and harassed the COVID militant community to promote her book or something. In fact, she specifically went after disenfranchised people for the engagement. So she got tit for tat. Don't dish out if you can't take it. At Ron Ibum, she's still financially okay and people in the COVID militant community are still desperately crowdfunding and Ashley gets more money every time this discourse comes up. I wish people did not ignore this factor. Dodge. At Troll Baby responds, but should she just give all her money away in D*E or what? At Ron Ibum did not respond directly to that post. However, they did write, anyway, I'm muting this. Physicians talking about patient autonomy while fully participating in perpetuating a pandemic are no better than police. Have the day you deserve, Ronnie. What does that even mean? Maybe the real pandemic is the disease that rots your heart. Last year, you posted we're living through a rise in fascism and a pandemic that most are not mitigating against. We're all exhausted and late on emails. I know I am. Let's give ourselves and each other grace, please. I just hate all the constant apologies from all of us. I'm tired, slash. Okay, Ronnie, maybe you would not be so tired if you did not spend so much time harassing a random widow on the internet. Hate Mail 3 by Bachelian. But didn't her husband die after she gave him COVID? Though, like y'all are so unserious as leftists. Bachelian was suspended by Twitter after a day-long campaign of bizarre hate against Ashley. So consequently, we do not have any other messages to read. However, a Google search revealed years of a 5E speech. Tweet 1 at Bachelian, well, at least the body T. Tweet 2 at Bachelian, you think I resemble Miss Piggy, she's such a diva, thank you. I know she would love my Dollar Tree tea too. We would kick it up together. Tweet 3 at Bachelian Clock ITT. At Bachelian is white with purple hair in a COVID mask. Well, that ends the 4th episode of Famous People Read Hate Mail. What the heck is wrong with all of you? Do you not have jobs, friends, lives? Why go on the internet and harass some random woman whose only crime is having been born so beautiful? Every hour we do not hear you talk is happy hour.